What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Kurtz. You can also see me on DenverSportsBetting.com's The MMA Plug on Mile High Sports Radio. I'm here with a very special guest today. He has a big fight coming up. My man, Rob Font. How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Real quick, before we get too thick into things, where can people follow you?
Man, you're the man. So Instagram, Rob_Font. Twitter, Rob S. Font, Facebook, Rob Font, and under that, and also NewEnglandCartel.com. Go check that out. You know, we got all the merch, everything you need right there.
I love that name, man. The New England Cartel. That's dope.
Yeah, man.
So, Rob, I just want to talk to you. You have a huge fight coming up against the Magic Man, against Marlon Moraes. How does that feel?
It's huge, man. This is big. This is a big fight. This is exactly what I want. This is exactly what I needed. You know, he's a tough guy. He's been there, done that. He's fought everybody in the division, you know. So I believe he was definitely a world champion at World Series of Fighting. So he's been there. He's done the 5 rounds. He's a dangerous, scary dude, and that's the type of fight I need.
Definitely, man. How has it been for you? I know that the Northeast has been extremely locked down and restricted during all these COVID times. So what does that look like for you in terms of your training, your preparation, all of that?
So we just had to basically lock it down a little bit as far as like, I had to rent out some space in a mail building out here just to kind of have like my own private personal training, keep a small group. And then we just recently put up a cage and, we finally got that going. But it's just basically not the big groups no more, you know, the big, like, you know, 20 people just helping out, sparring. You bring in two or three guys, and then, you know, spar as far as sparring. And then the drilling is, again, it's like two or three guys bring together. We get the wrestling and jiu-jitsu drilling, and then that's about it. So it's not the big BJJ classes and the big Muay Thai sparring classes. We definitely got rid of that. But I think it kind of tightened everything up. We got to work more on details. You got a lot more eyes on me. And I have to be honest, it kind of worked out better.
Was that like the same few people for each of those sessions that you're doing, or are you kind of specializing, like, you know, you're doing your roles with some jiu-jitsu specific guys, you're doing your striking with some specialists there?
So we got my boy Nick Fiore. He's a Henzo Gracie black belt. So we get him, and he'll have like maybe one other guy come with, and he'll help us drill. And then my wrestling coach, Jonathan Dupree, will come down. We'll work with him. And then, you know, the first 4 weeks we got a lot of boxing sparring in. So we traveled to a boxing gym to get that work. And then we brought it back in to the last couple of weeks to get just pure MMA sparring. So it's a little traveling. It's a little bit of like kind of, you know, I guess kind of messing up, kind of like telling people they can't come in and all that. But, it is what it is, man. Like, this COVID thing is crazy, man. Like you saw, we had Leon Edwards on that card, and he got popped in. So it's kind of like, you know, we're trying to be real, real safe on who we're around and how we're doing this. But, we're ready, man. I don't think it's that big of a deal. We it's definitely not the same. But, again, it's not like we're missing a lot or missing out on a lot, I guess you could say.
Yeah, definitely, man. You've been in the game for a minute, too. So exactly. You've seen a lot of these changes through time. Do you feel like being a veteran who is – basically, you've had to endure the storm from time to time throughout your career. Anybody who's been in it for as long as you have, do you feel like that's helped you on the mental side of things for the resiliency to go through this sort of adversity?
Man, I definitely. I've been through all the ups and downs, from the losses to the fights canceled to all kind of stuff. So, this is another roadblock that we just kind of like climb right over, you know. So we're not even tripping on it. It sucked at first. I also got to see Calvin Kattar go through two camps and fight during the pandemic. So, like, I kind of have an idea of what I was getting myself into. I kind of have an idea what I'm getting myself into on fight night. And, we're ready, man. This is, like, there's going to be literally no excuses to this fight. Like, I'm 100% ready for this.
How do you think it's going to be when you go out and there's no fans, nobody, once you hit the curtain?
Honestly, I think the most awkward part is probably the walkout. The walkout is probably the most awkward part. After that, it's another fight. I'll take that back. The walkout will be the first 30 seconds. But the moment I touch him or he touches me, I think it's gonna be natural. We're right back to what we do anyways. But we've been sparring in a big warehouse with a cage up and trying to mimic the, with nobody in there except for obviously my coaches, and trying to mimic that quiet sound and that hearing everything and hearing yourself breathe and hearing every little, you know, like every little sound the cage makes, or every like so next day we'll bring other guys, hearing exactly what the other guy's saying or not saying. So it's basically like the tough show, you know, it's basically like the tough show.
Definitely, man. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a fun story from my side. The card that basically got all of my projects, all the peanut gallery, everything like that, started almost 3 years ago now. You fought on that card on UFC 220.
What card, 220?
Yeah, that was the fight where I believe you had the head kick knockout on Almeida.
Yeah. Calvin Cater fought that night. Yeah, it was a good night for New England, man.
Yep, definitely, man. So that was the card that pretty much for me started it all. So nice, you were nice, part of that, man.
We got a connection, bro. We got a connection, man.
Yep, degrees of separation all over the place. You know, just like we talked about my little man Mason, and then Fabio. You know, there's degrees of separation all over in this game.
Right there, bro. That's what's up, man. Small world.
So I want to ask you this question. You're reeling off of a 2-fight win streak. Everything goes your way. Next Saturday night, where do you see this win putting you in the division?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be the top, one of the, you know, at least definitely top three, top five for sure. You know, it's a tough fight, so I'm definitely not looking past it, but this sets up a lot of options. You know, you got TJ Dillashaw coming back, you know, you got Corey Sandhanger out there. You know, I don't know if this is what the Zach situation is going on with the belt. You know, how crazy UFC is, you never know, man. Like, they might offer me a damn title shot. You never know, or whatever. But we have good options. You know, we can get in there and fight. You know, I know Jose Aldo and Chito Vera's on that card too. So there's a lot of good options. Again, I'm not looking past the Magic Man. You know, it's a tough dude. It's a tough fight, but there's options.
What do you think about TJ asking for a title shot right away once he gets reinstated?
Yeah, you know, I don't blame him. You know, I don't blame him. Like, why not? You know, why not ask? If you don't ask, you won't get anything. I don't think he'll get it. You know, but again, UFC, you never fucking know, man. You might be the first one runner up, but it is what it is. You know, he did what he did. Obviously, it was fucked up. You know, hopefully he learned his lesson. He obviously stays clean, but I don't know. It's kind of tough, man. It's kind of tough because, like, you know, like, in what other sport can you, you know, kind of get caught cheating and come back and be the top dog, you know, or get the you know, get that get right back to the position you were before, you know? So it's kind of like, but we'll see, man. We'll see. It's fucked up, but I don't think he deserves it. But again, in this world, if you only get what you ask for, and if he's pushing for it, you know, you never know.
Definitely. That's a fair point. You have to ask, right? I mean, squeaky wheel disagrees.
You
gotta get out
there, you know. So you ask, you know, like, you know, you get out there, former champ, did what he did. Like, you'll see. We'll see, though.
You made your UFC debut back in 2014. Is there any particular win or moment that particularly stands out to you as, like, a major highlight?
Probably the 220, man. The 220 was fun, man. It was – me and my brother Calvin out there, just like we said exactly what we were gonna do. Obviously, we didn't know exactly how we were gonna do it. We're gonna go in there, represent New England, put on a show for the fans, and get some finishes. And exactly what we did.
That's awesome, man. What's it been like? You mentioned being around him for these couple of camps, and he's really kind of had a meteoric rise through the last couple of years. Pretty much since that card, he's been on a very steep vertical ascent. What's it been like to be so close to that situation?
Yeah, no, it's great because now, I finally get to do, you know, do this training and these camps with somebody at a high level, you know. And again, I'm learning from him. Like, I'm learning from his experiences too. Like, I got to learn, like, what it felt like to make that main event walk, you know, or get ready for a 5-round fight, or, you know, fight in Fight Island and all that, you know. So I'm learning a lot from him. He's probably one of the best sparring partners I got out there. I get to fight with the future 45 – I'm sorry, spar. I get the future 45 champ on a daily. He's literally 15 minutes away from my house, so it's kind of like I can't ask for a better training partner and best friend. So yes, he's been a huge help and a huge addition to my MMA career for sure.
Absolutely, man. Now before, I know you don't have too much time, so I want to tie these things up a little bit. There's a lot of these young fighters. You're either, you know, you're amateurs or you're freshmen and sophomores, if you will, of pros. If they're not out in an area where they can fight on some of these like CES or CFFC, or if they're in the position to be on LFA, some of those sort of regional shows, what they haven't had a fight for basically almost a year now. What would be some words of advice that you would give to some of these guys who are still trying to make their come up and, you know, right now where they can't really do much?
Yeah. You know, I was just talking to one of my young guys, Tom Peggs. He's in that same situation. He's trying to make his debut. He can't find a fight. It's tough. You know, all I would say is, you know, keep your head down, stay consistent, and just get better. You know what I'm saying? You can't feel bad for yourself. It is what it is. You gotta flip your mindset. You know, you got more time to get better. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You got more time to get better. You're taking less damage. You're not getting hit in the head, you know? So, just slow it down, you know, like, don't worry about the fights. Fights will eventually come, and just get better. You know, if you start, again, you start going, you know, this way and that way, you lose your basically using your aim. Like, your goal is to get a fight, you know, so just stay in the gym, stay consistent, and eventually things will work out. But it's tough to believe that, and you got to just believe that, though.
Definitely. Now, I want to flip the script on one last little situation. Or when you found yourself in a deep moment of adversity, what did you do to pull yourself out of that hole and then get back into, you know, get back into a positive light?
So it was the mental game, you know. It was like, for me, I hooked up with a mental coach. I started working on some mental activities, exercises. Because again, like I was you know, just working out, trying to get better at jiu-jitsu, and I was never really working on the mindset and you know, and that's a huge part of the game. And like, it took a couple losses for me to really understand that and really believe that. And it really is true, though, man. It's like, it starts up here, and then from there, you can do anything you want if you got the right mindset.
Absolutely, man. So as we close this thing out, will you hit us real quick again with where people can follow you?
Oh, man, hell yeah. Appreciate it, man. Again, Rob_Font on Instagram, Rob S. Font on Twitter, Rob Font on Facebook. And again, please, guys, go check out that New England Cartel website. We got some new merch out. Go check it out. Support the guys. Anything helps out, you know. So, and also, man, thank you for having me on. That Peanut Gallery logo is amazing. I like that, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Is there any sponsors, friends, family, teammates, coaches, anybody you want to shout out, management?
Yeah. Definitely, you know, shout out to Top Game Management. My man Duma, Tateki, Tommy Pags, obviously Calvin Cater, Tyson Chartier. Huge shout out to my man Patsy. He always taking care of me. And if you're in the Northeast, you need any waste removal services, junk removal services, holla at me. I'll take care of you.
Awesome, man. Do you own a business?
So I'm a sales rep for a company out of here, doing it maybe almost a year now.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of like side gig, trying to hustle on the side. Basically kind of sell waste removal services. We, like the trash cans behind the stores, the roll-off dumpsters you see like on the clean-out houses, and then just general junk removal. So I've been doing that, and it's been fun, man. I kind of like accidentally fell into it during the pandemic, and that's what I started doing. And, I've been taking that to a new level, but I'm getting good with it, man. Actually, I'm getting real good with it.
Hey, man, so, there's money in that.
Exactly. It's a lot. It's crazy. I didn't realize how much it was. And then it's working out, man. It's like the roll-offs and like the junk moves a little easier. The harder part is the 10 yards behind the stores. So it's a longer sales process. There's more contracts. There's, you know, stores or people or businesses are usually signed up for a couple of years. So you got to keep following up and all that. But it's learning, man. I'm learning the whole sales thing, and I'm getting good with it. It's just a learning process, but I'm getting there.
Man, you're an athlete. That's going to transition pretty seamlessly into sales. I've always felt that. You know, you have to have a very short-term memory with bulletproof confidence when it comes to being in sales. I used to work in sales for a long time. So,
hey,
any tips
you can give me, bro, like, you got my number. Say we can get on the phone call. Any tips you can give me, that'd be huge. Like, I'm serious, too. Like, I learn from everybody. So, after this phone call, you got my number, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Text me real quick. I wouldn't mind jumping back on you. I gotta run around real quick, but text me. I'd love to get on the call. Just kind of pick your brain.
Hell yeah, man. Absolutely. No problem at all. Appreciate definitely it. Do that. So yeah. Quick, just to tie this thing up, this is the comments from the Peanut Gallery podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Kurtz. You can also catch me live worldwide from 7 to 8 p.m. with the voice of the Legacy Fighting Alliance every Wednesday night on Mile High Sports Radio. That is Mountain Time, so you know, adjust your schedules accordingly. But like I say, that is a show where we try to bring you MMA fans the very best in the game. We've had everyone from UFC Hall of Famers, former world champions, to guys who are on the up and coming. So we appreciate your support, and thank you guys so much for tuning along. Make sure that you watch my man Rob this next weekend against the Magic Man Marlon Moraes. Thank you guys so much for following along, and make sure you hit that like and subscribe.